Alright, so I try being fancy for this episode, trying to make it an actual podcast sort of thing, but alas, it just did not work. I think I lost my editing touch, but however, guess what I got? That's right. It's back. Pepsi Blue. Now, this was originally released in around 2002, I think, and then they discontinued it in 2004, but recently they brought it back. And see, this thing is it's berry flavored and it's got a lot of sugar in it. So just in case, I got a water bottle right next to me, and just in case anything happens.
Wait, are you just now getting over YouTube?
I know, I know, I'm just getting over that. But this soda was calling my name. This soda was beckoning me and just seducing me. And, my voice is breaking again. But we ain't gonna let that deter me because Pepsi Blue is back! Woo! Yes, Pepsi Blue is back and it is bluer than ever. I'm blue, dabba dee dabba da dee. Oh, I'm so stupid. But, anyways, no, this is like a berry flavored Pepsi, and I am praying to the Pepsi gods that this is better than the mango, because we all know how that went, and also better than Pepsi Fire, and we also know how that went as well. I have not had the best luck with Pepsis, except Pepsi Cherry. Now that one is my favorite, one of my favorite flavors there. Now, if only if I got the Pepsi Wild Cherry Zero around where I live, that would be amazing. That would be awesome. Okay? That would just be really awesome. But we're gonna go ahead and go into it and not wait until the 5th minute mark to try this. Okay, so here we go. Oh, yeah. Waft it. I don't smell much of anything. I think I smelt it when I opened it, but when I s Oh, okay, I take it back. It does smell like something really, really berry, is it? It does smell good though. It's just got that little it's not too overpowering. The scent of it is not overpowering. But would I want a candle of this? I don't think so. Well, take that back. Yeah, I would. I think I would, 'cause I like the smell of this. Now, I do have, like I said, I do have some water right next to me, just in case anything happens. Okay. So, we're gonna get right down to the nitty-gritty and not waste any time. Let's go. Excuse me. Okay, I can get used to this. This is interesting because the taste of it is not too overwhelming. I guess that's what I like about it. It's not too overwhelming, but it's got that little bit of a touch of berries in there. So, I mean, it's not enough to knock my socks off, to be honest with you, but it is good. It really is good. Not enough to make me say, ooh, every single time I take a sip, but I like it. This is worlds better than the mango and Pepsi Fire. I would have to tell you that right now. Yeah, this is like 100 times better than mango. My goodness. I do like it. I really do. I don't know. Can I just say something? Can I tell you something? Okay, we're not doing a Kansas sing-along, okay? Don't get it twisted, Tark. Don't you get it twisted. Okay. Every time I take a sip of this, it's growing on me. It's growing on me. Oh, excuse me. This is not bad. It's not bad at all. It's growing on me a little bit. I think this is the first time throughout all the reviews I've done, have I had a Pepsi that I actually kind of like. Like, I mean, other than Pepsi Max and Diet Pepsi, of course, and the Wild Cherry. But, I mean, it's like, I'm talking about, like, flavors that don't come along as often. Like the Pepsi Blue right here. This is probably the only one I actually dig, you know? I mean, Crystal Pepsi's okay, but it's just the bleachy flavor of that. It kind of threw me off a little bit. But this, Pepsi Blue. It's one of those that kind of reminds me of it has sort of like a blue raspberry, frozen pop undertone to it. That's what I really like about this. That is actually good. I like that. But am I hopping up or down about it? No. No, I don't think. I don't think I'll have another one of these, but it is good. I will say that. Yeah. I like that. I really do like that. Like I said, would I buy another one? I don't think so. But I do like it. If they ever bring it, I don't think so. Nah, I was trying to hold out some hope that they would release a zero sugar version of this, but I'm not holding out any hope for it. Excuse me. But, it'd be nice if they did. Be cool if you did, man. Yeah. That was such a bad Matthew McConaughey impression. All right. We're just going to finish this thing. It is a pretty drink, though. It's really pretty. When I first got it, I was a little hesitant of drinking this because, well, besides the obvious problem with me and sugar, it's not really my best idea to drink this while I have blood sugar problems, but I was afraid of drinking this because it was so pretty. It's like a real pretty blue, and I was afraid of drinking it because it was just like, there's nothing pretty to look at anymore, but I mean, this is not my most exciting review of it, but this is just as honest as I can be, because while this is good, I'm not writing home to Ma and Pa about it. It's just, I just like it. I like it okay. And, well, that's probably because during around that time, I don't think I've ever had a Pepsi Blue before they discontinued it. Just being honest. But, you know, another flavor I wish they brought back, is the Pepsi Twist. The lemon flavored Pepsi, because that is the best. I think that was the best flavor they ever had. I mean, it's not out of the ordinary, but it's still, I mean, imagine it, Pepsi and lemon. That's, some people would think that's nasty, but to me, I grew up, let me just tell you this right now, I grew up mixing my Sprite with Coke, and we called those Sprokes. When we mixed Sprite and Coke together, we call them Sprokes. And, drinking the Pepsi Twist reminded me a lot of that. There's a lot of that. And, I don't know, maybe one of these days I'm gonna... This is gonna be, one of those that I start off the Franken Soda series if I ever do come up with one. Do a Franken Soda series. I'm gonna play it safe and start off that episode with doing a Sproke. Now, mind you, playing it safe, we're gonna do this zero diet, cause I don't think my blood sugar could take it another one of these. So, but do I feel any different now? I don't feel as tired as I did with the DUSA. Now, the DUSA took me out. I almost went into a DU coma on that one. But it was really good. It was really good. Now, this, I think this has the same amount of sugar as DUSA does. But with this in mind, I don't think I feel different. But I do have some water with me just in case. Well, I'm just going to drink it anyway because you're going to have to. If you're a diabetic like me, you need to bring that sugar down somehow. Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, Tarkus, what are you doing? What are you doing, baby? You drank some water, and then you go back and drink the Pepsi Blue. What? Oh, you sweet, poor, dumb thing. You poor, dumb, diabetic thing. Oh, shit. What the fuck? I'm just gonna finish it off, because it's pretty good. It's pretty good not to drink. So, yeah. Yeah. I just polished that bottle off. Yeah. And so now I'm just drinking some Dasani water. Because I spoke too soon. I spoke too soon about not feeling tired after drinking it. Well, no, I don't feel as bad as I did after drinking the DUSA. Now, after drinking the DUSA, I felt crappy. While it was good, I felt shit. I felt like shit. It was, And see, I still stand by the sentiment that people who drink diet sodas like I do most of the time, we need more variety. And I like how Mountain Dew is trying to give it a go. Now, with this in mind, they did the Major Melon and they brought out the zero sugar one, and it is good. It tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher without sugar. That's it. It's good too, and it doesn't have a weird funky aftertaste after it. That's what I like about the Major Melon. It's really good. Both the regular and the zero sugar are excellent. They're very excellent. Now, but we still need to see a variety in flavors in the diet category of sodas, because I know that most people get the regular drinks because sugar, you know, sugar rush. But I don't want that. I don't want that sugar rush, weird enough. And then I don't want that sugar spike either, which that is probably one of the reasons why I don't drink regular sodas. Sugar spike, weird feeling on the teeth, and just the crash right after. It's not fun. It really isn't fun. But yeah, if I ever get to thinking of a good way to start off a new series about sodas called Franken Soda, I would play it safe by doing a Sprite and Coke. Because they are really good. I've never tried out a Coke product. See, that's what I've just realized. No, I've been realizing this a lot. But Coke products, though, I have not reviewed. I have not reviewed one Coke product yet. And I should. But see, as I see it, their flavor selection needs a little broadening up too. But with that being said, I might try their cherry vanilla, I think, or their orange cream vanilla. They had an orange cream vanilla at one time that I need to try. I don't know if they still have them out or not, but I know they got their cherry vanilla Coke Zero. And I can have that. I can have that, though. So, we'll probably see on the next episode of Tart Picks or Poison. And Poison is right, because sugar, Melissa, sugar is not good for you. Not with you being the way that you are. No, it's not. And see, this is why I'm drinking water, just to avoid those crashes. They're not good, but you sleep through them the most of the time, but it's feeling tired is not really the best feeling in the world. Not all the time, anyway. Look, I would rather feel tired after having an orgasm, okay? I just realized, I feel like I'm slurring my words a little bit, but no, I am fine. No, like I said, I probably had some water in my mouth. I would rather feel tired after having an orgasm than feel tired after drinking or eating something sugary. Now that's just, I've been cheated. Or I just cheated myself. Anyway. Okay. The takeaway of this is Pepsi Blue is good. Worlds better than Crystal Pepsi, Pepsi Fire, and Pepsi Mango. I put that on the number one spot of Pepsis I've tried. Yeah. So, with that being said, I think I'm going to drink me some more water and just chill out for a bit. Alright, Aqua Tarkana signing off. Bye.